This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In yesterday's Colorado primary elections, Jeff Crank defeated Republican State Party Chair Dave Williams to win the Republican nomination in Colorado's 5th congressional district.
We have a lot of work to do. We've been losing in Colorado. But tonight must be a turning point for us. Better candidates, better focus on principled candidates, winning important races, and us standing together.
On the Democratic side, River Gansin and Joe Reagan were deadlocked Tuesday night. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has a shot at switching congressional districts in November. She is the winner in the Republican primary in District 4, which includes Colorado's Eastern Plains.
I was a flatlander once, you know. I'm back.
The Democratic candidate in District 4 is Tricia Calvarese. Greg Lopez is the winner in District 4's vacancy election to replace Ken Buck, who left Congress before the end of his term. A new report details problems with leadership and workplace culture at the Rocky Mountain Regional VA Medical Center in Aurora. The VA's inspector general said dozens of workers reported that under former leaders, they didn't feel they could raise safety concerns or report mistakes without retaliation. Congressman Jason Crow is a veteran and represents Aurora.
The problem here is that there was senior leadership that was hiding problems, creating a toxic work environment, not listening to the concerns of staff and the healthcare workers, and that impacted almost everything at the hospital and within the region.
Crow says the issue is not with frontline providers whose work he applauded. The VA says inspectors didn't find harm to patients, and new leaders have taken steps in response to the report. Serious thunderstorms possible this afternoon around Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.